Save big money on your next project with help from Menards. Move water where you need it quickly with a Barracuda sump pump. Sump pumps keep your basement dry when big storms hit unexpectedly. Get a half horsepower cast iron Barracuda sump pump on sale now through May 5th. Hurry into Menards. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey, mi gente, ¿cómo estás? It is Spanish Aquí presents. We are here. It is Oscar, Tony, Ryza, and Carlos is
shooting the reboot of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, people. Dream come true.
Wow.
Oh. Which Ninja Turtle do you think he'd play?
I already know. He said it before, Raphael.
There you have it.
I think he sees himself as a Raphael, but I think he's more of a Leonardo.
Interesting. Why would you differ from the Raphael?
I don't think he's hot-headed enough to play Raphael. I think he's more of an all-around sort of like, just like a well-rounded sort of character performer. I think he's a natural leader.
There are four, right?
There's four of them. Can you name all four, Ryza?
Yeah, it's Leonardo, Michelangelo, Raphael, and
Dorothy.
Luigi.
Luigi.
Luigi. Yeah.
I was like, what's Italian? Like a cartoon or something?
Yeah, Luigi.
What's the other one?
That's the turtle I'll play.
I forgot. I've watched a bunch of like the cartoons and the like when they did the real movie, like where they were like with regular people. That was weird, but
I loved it. With the weird puppets.
Yes. Oh my god, remember Splinter? It was so weird. Okay, wait. But who? Okay, so if he's Leonardo, then I assume that I'm Raphael. So are you and Tony?
Actually, we're cast. Okay. Yes, you would definitely be the Raphael, 100%. I think Tony would be the Michelangelo.
Why?
And I would be Samantha of the Ninja Turtles.
Donatello, there you go.
Yeah.
Donatello. I don't know what these characters mean.
Michelangelo's the fun one.
Yeah. It's a party time guy.
Yeah.
He's the younger of the turtles. He's like
younger.
Well, he's like, I like it better.
I can play again. Type.
And then what about Donatello? That's right.
Donatello he's the quieter one. He's the one who builds machines. He's like he's like the nerd of the group, which I think fits me to a T.
You did this perfectly, Oscar.
Yeah. So wow. I think that would be the casting of Spanish Aki X Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles collaboration.
Do we pitch it or?
Do we pitch it?
I think we are right now.
This is our pitch, right? Yeah. So we just like send this recording out to Hollywood studios all over Hollywood. Yes.
All the network executives who listen to the show.
I have a question for the both of you. And this is it's a simple question. Would you ever take a role that required either 4 to 6 hours prosthesis or putting a giant suit on, like if we were to do the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie, would you take that job?
I've done jobs that required giant suits for hours at a time. And I've done a job that required 1 hour of like prosthetic makeup to go on and off. And I think felt like the makeup was worse. And I cannot imagine 4 hours. Well, I guess... mean, if it comes
4 hours
paycheck,
is almost nothing. People are in those chairs for like 6 hours.
It's funny. Okay, wait, I'll answer and then I have a follow-up. One, yes, absolutely, because I think a lot of times these roles are really fucking cool. Like I know like sometimes we can't even tell like who the actor really is, but like I think, especially with the prosthetics, I know it's annoying, but like, I don't know. I think that makeup is so cool, like how much they like can like make art out of it. So I 100%, I will say also I have been a character in, not in a show, but like very much so I have been in a character suit. snuggle the bear in Cayocho in the middle
Stop
of
it. 90. Wait, he did that kind of work?
Yeah. Well, because the guy quit that we hired. He got mad and he even smoked a cigarette in the thing. And then I had to put it on because the clients came and I was the one in charge. And I was like, well, I need to do it. Nobody else. I've been to Terra.com Square at a concert. Remember Terra.com? It was like a Google.com. Terra.com. Bueno.
I don't remember. No.
After Ask Jeeves. But anyways, I have done these, a lot of character work. I just with the promos. I'm like, not by choice, mostly like out of desperation for money or somebody like just didn't show up or canceled. Tony is showing us a picture of him right now looking like, I don't know what that is.
I was a bear.
He was a bear.
I was a big bear. Oh, I also had to wear this. I'm really, all our podcast audience is going to love this episode.
Yeah. I'm like, well, yeah, nobody can see what he's showing. But anyways, so Tony has also done some of that. So I guess that his answer is yes. And I was going to follow up with, I actually just listened to an interview and, they were saying like, remember, you know, the movie White Chicks? It took them
seven. Do I remember White Chicks? I mean, are you kidding me? It's one of my favorite movies.
It's such a good movie. And it took them 7 hours to do the makeup.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
One of the actors, I don't even remember. I'm like, I was really quick. Like, I just heard, and then I, like, just kind of, like, fast forward. It was, like, way longer than the interview. But, yeah, I thought it was really cool. I thought that was really cool, like, to hear, because I was like, I mean, you look at it, and you're like, oh, bueno. Like, it doesn't look like they put
it
that much.
It looks terrible, but that's part of it.
It looks bad on purpose, but they took also, long to make it look bad.
But, you know, like, also, Jim Carrey was going to quit The Grinch, How the Grinch Stole Christmas, because he was in that suit. And he felt really claustrophobic. And it was like, 6-7 hours on that prosthesis. And then they actually trained him in torture device training so he could be accustomed to being in that Grinch costume for so long.
What?
And apparently the contact lenses were like scratching his eyeballs. It sounds like a horrible experience.
I know. Well, but that movie, to me, is iconic.
It's great. Thank you. Thanks. Jim.
Thanks, Jim.
You know, you said 6 to 7 hours as well there. And I, you know, when I think of time sometimes, it just reminded me of the peak offer today.
Okay.
This is a terrible transition.
Well, let's hear what the peak is about.
Let us for this segue.
I was like, how am I going to do this with everything we've said? You'd be fucking for hours, right?
Okay. Well,
speaking of being in a position for several hours.
Yeah. Speaking of being in positions for hours. I thought like a fun pika today. Not inspired by anything other than the fact of just like a lot of people, you know, on podcasts and on Twitter and on social everywhere, like kind of just like going wild in the memes about like finally fucking because they're vaccinated, even though we know, you know, that Delta is coming hard over here. No pun intended. So I was like thinking about, you know, we've been inside for so long. We've listened to so much music. We've watched so many things. Mm-hmm. What is like the best or weirdest like music or thing you've had in the background when you've like had sex, made love, fucked, whatever you want to call it? It could be weird. It could be the best. It could be like, what's like the most random like noise you had in the background? Like,
noise.
It could be anything. I mean, music is noise, right?
Yeah, but I'm just hearing like I just assume like crows cawing in the background or something when you say noise.
Well, because
I was like, at a field with my lover and we were making love.
Yeah,
and the crows just kept cawing at us.
Well, because I feel like here's the thing: like, how many times are you gonna like hook up with someone or whatever that is, and like you're like, oh wait, let me put some music, or like they're like, oh wait, let me put something on. Maybe it's because they have a roommate, maybe it's because you know, whatever, that, you know, sometimes, or maybe they just don't like the fucking silence because it's, you know, whatever time at day, night, and whatever. And then we watch these movies and shows, and like honestly, they like rarely do that. Like they rarely put the music on or they're whatever, because the person that is editing or whatever, the music composer, puts the music that goes with that vibe, right?
So are you saying that you have never put music on when you are lovemaking?
Me? No, I'm asking. No. I never said that. I was asking what is like to you, like you guys, like, have you ever like, do you have like a go-to song? Do you have like a go-to genre? Does it depend who you're fucking? Like, what's your deal?
Oh, boy.
I mean,
Go ahead. You start us off. I'll jump in. Trust.
I do have a memory of having sex with music playing, and it happened more than once.
Okay.
I don't know if you remember. Oscar, I think you were here when we did a peek out a while ago about what's been on your Spotify list this year. And on mine, mm-hmm. I'd only used it like once that year, and it was Chicane.
It was what?
So, Chicane. What? Do you remember that? It's like, I'll try to pull some up, but it's like mellow, like stuff you would hear like in a boutique hotel lobby. It's like just...
Oh, like loungy. Yeah, yeah, loungy, like elevator, music. But like a little sexier.
Yeah.
Like
one. It's sexy lounge.
Yeah, like you're
music.
Like... Yeah, like you're downstairs, like at the SLS, like waiting, like to get like your room, like key. But you got there early, so you have to wait. And you're having a drink, and like that's the music that's playing.
Yes, well, the two times I've had sex when this music is playing has been in a hotel.
Okay. Yeah, wow, right. I was really on point with that. So I was there.
You were.
I knew it. I watched you from afar.
So picture it, Manhattan. I'm 21 years old. I'm like a young Carrie Bradshaw type.
What?
I go to a bar and I get picked up by this hot, hot guy. I don't remember what
his name is. What is happening?
He worked out of town. He would come into New York every now and then. And he took me out for drinks. And he was staying at a hotel. And we went back to his room and he played me this CD by Chicane. He said, I know you'll love this. And I'm like, oh, he knows me so well already. And we did stuff, you know, with the music playing. The next time he came into town, same thing, drinks. Hotel, music, and I never seen him again.
Okay, so do you enjoy the hotel lounge music too?
I guess I do.
Okay, okay.
It makes me think of like single people looking for connection.
Okay, all right.
That's my thing.
Yeah, I mean, I will say I do like a good music in the background.
What's your go-to?
I don't really have like a go-to, honestly. Like I'll literally just like I'll put Drake or something on, like because I think Drake is like his set. Like it doesn't even matter what he's like singing. It's like it's just sexy.
It doesn't really matter.
Doesn't really matter. Like he's literally like I'm sure I fucked to like a Drake song where he's like rapping about strippers and shit. Like and like you know what I mean. Like it has, but I'm not thinking about the lyrics while I'm fucking. But I will say like now that I think about it, as I brought up this because. Like I've definitely had sex to like very like I don't know, like I've had sex with like a Twitch like thing in the background,
like the gaming platform Twitch.
Yeah, like the gamers like playing and like talking.
Oscar,
like,
you're on Twitch, right?
It wasn't Oscar.
Oh well, that's a little rude, Ryzen. I would expect you to put my Twitch channel on when you're having sex.
I feel like porn. It's just like it's already like on, I guess. So I'm like, whatever. It's like there or like I don't know. Like I've done like to whatever show I'm watching at the moment, or like I've done it with golf in the background, baseball, basketball games.
Have you
like,
done with Emily in Paris? We know you watched the whole thing.
No, I watched that by myself.
Oh, okay.
So, but like,
Yeah.
Right. Is it because like it just happened to be on and you sort of like let the moment sort of take over, or do you think that do you feel like you need to have something else on in the background to sort of focus you up for the, let's say, task at hand?
Ooh, so professional. No, I think it's just like on and like, I don't know, like sometimes you're watching a show and it doesn't even need to like be like a horny show and you just get horny or whatever it's on. And then like you start fucking or like, I'm not going to lie. The amount of times that I've had sex and I've been watching like a game and I'm just like, I'm focused on the game at the same time.
I was going to say like, because that would be pretty distracting, wouldn't it? If you're like watching something and then you're like,
If it's a
let
good
me see
game,
what's going on with the plot of this story.
Yeah, if it's a show, I don't care. I'll rewind it. But like a game, I'm not going to rewind. It's live. Yeah. So like that's why like, you know, you got to watch it at the moment. So yeah, like I've definitely seen LeBron like dunk and like shoot some threes.
Actually, for Risa, that might have helped.
Yeah, I'm like, and at the same time, I'm also dunking, shooting threes.
We know what that means. Yeah. A free throw shot.
Yeah. What about you, Oscar? Do you have any like go-tos? No. Anything that you think of?
I mean, no. I think you have to have sex, and I don't, and I haven't in a very long time. So,
but what about if you were? Like, what about like? Okay, again, I know it's such a like whatever.
Oh my god,
it's like a what if? But like, okay, mira, tú tienes novio, whatever, and and like, it's like you guys are gonna like hook up. Obviously, it's not like something you plan, but there are people that do. Like, I know girls that are like, and when we do it for the first time, I already know we're gonna do it to this song, and I'm like, how do you? Like, I can't, like, remember that. Like, I can't
focus. It's going to be Kissed by a Rose by Steel from Batman Forever.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's going to be the YouTube video version so we can watch it.
No. Like, if and when I lose my virginity.
Oh, my God.
You were in a relationship for 8 years and you never gave it up to him?
You are a liar.
No, I know. I did save myself for marriage. And okay, you know, back then, gay people weren't allowed to get married. I don't know. For me, that kind of stuff is very funny to me. I think, I truly don't know what I would do. Maybe, but I wouldn't be the type to be like, oh, I'm going to prepare this like music list. I'm going to cater a sexy
But you know,
playlist or anything
you know
like that.
People got sex playlists. You know, especially
I'm sure there's people that like need some sort of background, something in order to get them in the mood for something. You know what I mean? It is sort of like eating oysters before having sex, or like, you know what I mean? It's these rituals that people do in order to do the deed, you know? I think I have like a sillier sensibility when it comes to sex. Like, it's not like I don't really take sex that seriously, so, and maybe that's why I just haven't had sex. But it would be something silly. Like, it would make me laugh if someone put like the Benny Hill theme on while they were doing it. I would be like, this is very funny, and because it's funny, I'm turned on right now. Like, the randomness of something is very funny to me. But if it's like, if I'm putting on sexual healing, like, I'm not that kind of person. And if you're sleeping with me, like, you know, I hope you know what kind of person I am. Yeah. And that isn't something that would get me in the mood at all. It would make me laugh, and not in a fun way, like the Benny Hill theme would make me laugh.
So ridiculous.
Or in the Austin Powers theme. You know what I mean? Like, I think those would be very, I would get a kick out of that. And I think because of my sensibility in that regard, like, I think that would be very funny.
What about, do you think it would bother you, though? Like, just like, are you like, or Tony? And again, I know, Oscar, wink, wink, that you're a virgin. But
I am.
I believe him.
Yeah.
Wink.
The face that I'm giving right now, I really do wish the listeners could see. Honey, yeah.
There is such a thing of not having sex for so long that
you've rejuvenated.
I've rejuvenated my hymen, so to speak.
Oh, wow. My God. Born again Christian, born again virgin, miralo. So like, does it bother you to just like fuck without like anything, and like where you just hear like the and the, and the, and the
that's funny to
and
me.
I prefer that.
No. You like that? You like the noise?
So many guys in LA, I just realized that we're talking about music or like a ritual, as Oscar said.
Yeah.
So many guys in LA, like, what's your porn? Like, they need porn to be on.
Oh, what?
To do anything.
Do you like porn? Do you like it to be on? You don't care?
No.
What about you, Oscar?
I think we went over this. I think we had a peek of, like, do people watch porn?
I mean.
Do I need porn to, like, get me in the mood? No, absolutely not.
Yeah, me either. No. Yeah.
Not at all.
But
this is making me think when it comes to noises and stuff like that, that's another thing that I have never done that people do. That is so weird to me.
You don't do any noises? You just stay quiet the whole time?
No, I'm not talking about noises. I'm saying, like, would you have sex while your pet is in the room?
Oh, I mean, do that.
Sometimes you don't have a choice sometimes.
What if they're like,
okay, that's
noise.
A very okay, we get a sense of Ryza's answer now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait a minute. Are they on the bed with you?
No, what do you think? I have like
I don't know.
What?
I've never been there.
Some people, I honestly, like,
Tony, I use the whole bed. Spaces. What is wrong with you? The cat's got to move. That whole bed is mine. Okay? if we're putting in that work, okay? Listen, remember.
Acuérdate,
yo estoy ahora haciendo ejercicio dos veces a la semana, okay? So I need the whole bed.
It shows. Your arms are looking very... They're popping out on the Zoom.
Yeah, I know. I was looking at them earlier. I'm like, I don't know how to like pose them to make them hard. But anyways. okay, what about, can you think of like a time where you were like fucking and then you realized there was like something weird, like noise wise or show wise or whatever that is like in the background? Because I feel like it's for sure happens like this. Like, I think this happened to me once where like, I think it was like a playlist or whatever. And then like country music came on and I was like, I cannot. Or like, and then like another song came on and I can't even remember what it was, but I literally had to stop and be like, 1 second. And then move it, like literally go next, because it definitely, I do think there are things that will like take you out of the mood. I think there's a lot of things that doesn't change the mood mostly, but there's a lot of things that would take you out of the mood. Like, I don't want to be fucking and then like, you know, I don't know, fucking like Sesame Street or the Muppets in the background, because to me that feels like very little kid. And I'm like, yeah, I don't ever want to think of so anything like little or like a movie with any children or whatever that like, I don't want to be fucking. And then like, for whatever reason, look, and there's like a child on the screen that like would gross me out. I don't
which
even want
to. Just staring at you.
What?
Which what'd era of Muppets? Like, which Muppets?
Oh my God.
Anything. I don't know. I'm like, I don't know. I just said that like randomly. Like, I don't know. Like something like little kid, like a little kid TV show. But like, has that ever happened to you where you're like, oh fuck, like I need to turn this or change the chat or whatever that is?
No, but I've like heard like an old dog panting that I wasn't aware of before.
Oh, and you just hear like, I can't fuck with that.
Mm-mm. So you can if the dog is like staring at you?
Literally.
Mm-mm. It's so weird.
What about if they're just like asleep, like, or just like there, like in the corner, like in their bed? What about if you're fucking someone that lives with a roommate and their dog sleeps in their room? You're not gonna fuck?
Or their roommate sleeps in the room. Have you ever had sex while your roommate is in the room? Rice off.
Wait, what?
Oh my God.
Wait, what?
No.
How? What?
No.
Okay, no. Dish.
I literally was just picturing it. That's why I'm laughing. No, I don't want to fuck with my roommate in the room. Okay. No. Unless,
so I can tell you this. So I can tell you this. I've been the other person where my roommate was fucking somebody and I was just there.
Uh-huh. In the room?
And it's awkward. Yeah, in the room. It was like college, a living room? It was mad awkward.
I'm not gonna lie. Yeah. In when I was in university and I was dating someone, they had a roommate and I slept at their dorm for the first time and I didn't know when I slept, like the roommate was there because it looked like a big fucking pillow. And it was a person, and I was like, oh no.
What did I just do?
Oh no. Oh my God.
Wow. I just said too much on this podcast. It's fine. I was very young.
Oh yeah. All of everything I said, I was very young too. Very young. Not recent. Oh my God.
But I do know people.
Is asking if we've ever hooked up at a movie theater, and if so, during what movie?
No.
I've had, if someone tries to like start something,
yeah,
I'm not a fan of like public.
Yeah, I'm like, stuff. I'm not in high school. You don't need to finger me in the movie theater, so I have to wait.
Oh my Lord.
I'm like, I don't need to wait until we get to the car and then drive to the house to then get off again. No, por favor. I'm like, if you're going to do it, you better finish it all there.
Drive-in theater? What about a drive-in theater?
I don't think I've been. I mean, I would, but I've never been. I would fuck in a drive-in theater, sure, why not? But I haven't, so. Maybe I'll add it to my list.
Of things to do.
Yeah. I'm down for, like, trying different adventures.
Make sure you go to a movie that you've seen before, though, because if you haven't seen it and want to see it, then you'll be distracted.
Yeah. Yeah, that is true. I feel like the positioning would also, for sure, have me looking towards the back of the car. Yeah.
Wait, I want to ask a question.
I see. I can picture it. Okay.
Have you ever seen people have sex in public.
100%.
100%.
I'm from Miami. Hello. It's like
what
normal.
What does that mean?
I've seen so many people give and get blowjobs at a club, in the beach, in the movies,
countless
in the car.
Times.
I've seen so many. I've kicked people when I worked in Parks and Rec. I had to like kick people out for like fucking in the park, fucking in their cars across from the park. I'm like, there's children literally, right? Like, what the fuck? Like, Jesus. I literally have to be like, knock, knock on their foggy window, like how you see like in the movies. except it was like a cool hip parks person telling them to get out. I've seen so many people fuck in so many different places. It's like nobody, there's no chill on that in Miami.
Yeah.
Not in LA, oh, wow. I don't think. I'm like, not like, no. I'm like, but again, like in the clubs, you see everything for sure. Like it's like part of the Miami experience.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Welcome to Miami. It's just
welcome to Miami. You could see us fuck all over. Yeah. But the thing is that because since Miami, like because they only have that 1 hour that like is like you can't like party technically or whatever. From 5 to 6 a.m. No liquor is served. Other than that, liquor can be served everywhere as long as you have a 24 hour like liquor license or whatever.
And that's a law in Miami?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, that's why there's the club, the after hours, and then like there's only that 1 hour in between. Oh, so then you
couldn't take it.
Yeah. Yeah. You couldn't need a little break.
That. So yeah. Fascinating.
Yeah. Okay. Before we go, I have a question. What do you think if like, again, random, like, is there anything that you would think would be like the craziest, grossest, weirdest or whatever, any of those like things to have in the background or like, whatever, like maybe like some, like you go to some guy's house and like it's like on them to set it up. Like, is it gonna give you like cringe vibes if they like do play some like Marvin Gaye and they try to get all romantic or if they're like, oh, I like have to fuck to like BoJack Horseman in the background, like whatever that is. I don't know. I'm just like being random. Like,
oh my God. I just remembered somebody I was hooking up. This is years ago. I told them I was hooking up with somebody and they asked if they could play Broad City, and I said,
There you go. That would
Broad
be like
City a, while you're having sex.
Okay, wait, so
what's the psychology there? I wonder.
Interesting. With him or with me?
No, for him. Oh. For you, you're weird for not.
Yeah,
doing that.
Yeah, you're so weird. You are so weird. You don't want to fuck it to a comedy? Hello.
No, I like know them. I don't want.
No,
them
yeah, Tony. Yeah, Tony will not.
Oh, I
also, you won't yeah, fuck yeah. when you know somebody. Oh, well, you're almost fucked. You're all fucked up because we know so many people. You're exactly. never gonna be able to watch a thing.
Can only have like old Hollywood movies.
Yeah,
that's the only thing
yeah.
I can
or
have
sports.
On TV.
Okay, all right.
Yeah,
good
I don't know anyone.
Yeah.
Julie.
Okay. Okay. Oscar, what about you? What would like cringe you out? Like, what is there? I mean, again, I'm sure there's a bunch of things that we could all say, but like
what
off the top of your head.
Yeah. Because I am so. I don't know. I think you're right, Ryza. Like, I think someone playing like Marvin Gaye or like some sort of, you know, Al Jarreau or something like that. Some, you know what I mean? I would probably be like, who do you think I am?
Yeah.
And probably laugh in their face and leave. But if somebody played some random, like I said, Benny Hill music or like even fucking the freecreditreport.com commercials from way back in the day. Oh. I would be like, this is funny. And I could probably get into this.
Oh my God, I cannot wait until you have a boyfriend very soon. And I get to tell him this. I'm be like, listen, when you fuck, I'm like, I'm going to give you all these fucking jingles, motherfucker. Yeah. You want to see Oscar jingle? You better fucking play the jingles, okay? Jodete.
Yeah. I got a playlist for you, too.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, pues.
What about you, Ryza?
I mean, there's so many things, but I'm like, I've definitely like fucked to like very like slow romantic music, like that type of shit, because guys have definitely like had that in their whatever thing. But I was gonna say, if it was like an actor and they were like, if they put like their like reel or their blooper or their TV show or movie, could you imagine?
Because you know what though? I'm sure it's happened many times.
Well, because I mentioned on an episode when we talked about like things like about bad dates or something, I remember where I mentioned a real thing that happened to me where.
That's right.
We went back to have a couple drinks after dinner at their place because I had a show after. And this was like years ago. This is like I mean, like over 4 or 5 years ago, whatever. And they were like, oh, do you want to like watch my whatever? And I was like, I don't know what to say. Like, how do I say no after you just paid like so much money at dinner? Again, as a woman, I felt like I owed him that, right? At that moment. Yeah. So I was like, yeah, okay. And I was like, does he think this is going to make me horny? Because also like the show had also gotten canceled. So I was like, you want me to watch this? That also got like,
weird.
Like, it was really
weird.
Sorry. I'm like, but yeah, anyways. So that to me felt like so cringe. Yeah. So I can't imagine that like at the other level, you know what I mean? Like, hold on, wait, let me play something. And then it's like,
yeah,
they're ew. Like, if it's a musician, like does Kanye fuck to Kanye? Like, does like, like does
Sade fuck to Sade? Oh
yeah, you know, like does Drake fuck to Drake? Like, cause that's a, you know, it's, I think that's an interesting thing, like that people have like talked about.
Yeah, or do they get self-conscious? They're like, sorry, I can't get it up. I'm listening and I don't like the way that I hit that note.
Or is that the only way they can fuck? Because they're so fucking cocky on their own shit that they're like, bitch, this is me. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel, go.
I was gonna say, you know what helps me get up?
Oh, tell me.
And I have a mix for you right here, babies. It's a blend of beans, coffee beans. I'm talking about café con leche. That gets me up, baby.
Oh, let's just café con leche. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yes, with leche.
Oh, yes, with leche. A mí me gusta leche, pero leche evaporada con mi cortadito. Dale.
No, a mí me gusta.
Ajá. Te gusta solamente la leche sin el café.
Sí, la leche Robert. Pura.
Pura. We are
let's take a cappuccino break,
goodbye.
Please.
Save big money and start your spring project with help from Menards. We offer a huge selection of body plants, veggies, and herbs to plant at home and grow yourself. Right now, all 4.5-inch body plants are on sale through May 5th. Head to the Menards Garden Center to get your garden growing and check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Slurp, 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 mi gente. We are back from our cafecito break with a friend of the pod. We love this person so much. He is blowing up right now because he has created Millennial Loteria, which is everywhere. We're going to get into it. But also, he has designed our merchandise. If you are a fan of our graphic imagery faces, we have this guest to thank, Mike Alfaro. Welcome.
Hey, pew, pew.
Thank you.
He didn't just create it. He created it, and now that it's selling out.
Yes. So you're in Target stores now, right?
I am. First of all, thank you for having me. I love each and every single one of you. And I am super excited that you guys are still using the Loteria pictures that we did for your podcast, because that makes me so happy every time I see them next to Pitbull and all the famous people that you guys interview. So,
oh my God, I've never thought about it like that. Yeah, that is kind of cool. Like,
it is. Yeah, it's always a little rush. Every time you have someone new, I'm like, yeah, we did those images right next to, you know, whoever it is that's on the podcast. You had Joaquin Castro here too, right?
Yeah.
So it was so cool. Yeah, we also worked, he did the narration for a project we did for Biden with Loteria.
Everywhere.
Yeah, that was last year. Yeah, they asked us to do we made a Biden Loteria card and like this whole stop motion video to promote sort of their jobs incentive for people to go vote, basically go vote Donald out. So, played a small part in that was great. And I think it made all the difference. People ask me what turned the tides. And I would say that Loteria collaboration that he did, that's what really swayed it. But, you know, the mainstream media doesn't want to talk about it. So here we are on this podcast.
And they never do. Hello, America.
It's kind of like when Will Ferrell made people vote for Bush back in 2015. It comes in entertainment, but then it seeps into people and people go for it.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, you're saying, Biden is celebrating you. So this goes to, it's not just for millennials. Because, of course, all of us here are millennials. We're just so millennial-ish-y, right? All of us. I'm not, okay?
And I know Tony is.
Tony, are you Gen X?
He's selling this so well.
I don't know what I am. I'm an X-ennial.
He's a
it rhymes with millennial.
No, he's a boomer. He's a boomer.
You're
but he
a
looks
boomer?
So,
yeah, I'm a boomer.
He looks so good. He looks so good. It's so
you're like
good.
A boom boomer. You're he like, you know, boom. Like boom.
Yeah, like that boom, 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 boom.
We are the forgot generation, the millennials, the ones we were generation Y, and then we were elder millennials, then millennials, then
geriatric millennials is the one I hate.
Millennials is between Generation X and millennials. Millennials.
But this is actually kind of interesting because, Mike, with your Loteria cards, with your Loteria cards, you have to be like also super fucking up to date with like the stuff that's trending. What is, memes that are even happening on social media, stuff that's popping in, like, because you've done those Loteria cards, like, the night of something happening, and then you post it, and then they go like pretty viral. Like, how do you stay up to date? Because you also have another job that you do, like on the side, like you're nonstop. So like, how do you keep up to date with all of that? Because I mean, sometimes somebody will send me a meme, and I'll send it to someone, and they're like, yeah, this was like so 5 months ago. I'm like, oh my God, I don't know. I can't keep up.
I think for me, it's always been about Millennial Loteria. And for those of you who don't know what Millennial Loteria is right off the bat, Loteria is this game. It's played, a lot of people call it like Mexican bingo, because that's sort of the slang term for it, because it's the same mechanics as bingo, but instead of balls, we have cards. So no balls on this one.
Okay.
No, but it's that, you pull a card and you put it on your board. And if you have a corresponding image, when you get four in a row, you yell Loteria. But in our game, you yell out, yes, Millennial Loteria, because we're millennial.
Yes.
So it's a very simple game. It's a great way to do a drinking game. But it has images that have been updated from the classic Loteria images that a lot of people grew up with to reflect more, new traditions, showcases being more modern, like taking selfies, doing podcasts. I mean, there's El Podcast is a card.
Yeah.
Because I really want to reflect what's going on in society nowadays and be modern. So I think keeping up to date with trends is really important for me. Thankfully, I work in advertising. So keeping up with trends is something that I do for my job. So that's another reason why, I'm always keeping up with trends or like trying to figure out what the next big thing is and apply that to our, to our commercial marketings. And obviously that bleeds into Millennial Loteria, which I am doing, I do all the marketing and all the promotion and everything for this brand that just sort of blows up. And it is a lot about being modern, like current and in the moment. And a lot of that is like being on Twitter, being on Instagram, being on social media, and just seeing what, and sometimes we're ahead of the trend, I gotta say. Sometimes we're very like, for instance, when we first launched this game, we used bitcoins instead of frijolitos to play. So we have bitcoins, and now people are like playing the game and they're like, oh my God, this has bitcoins. So cool. And I was like, yeah, but it's been around for like, but if I would have invested in Bitcoin when I made the bitcoins.
You invested in the wrong way.
I invested in the wrong way. Yeah. Yeah.
But he has a now bowl full of plastic bitcoins in his house. Like, I'm
we
rich.
Do. Honestly, we do. We have like so much of these. They're just like, like the MacPato, whatever his name was in English. What's his name?
Scrooge McDuck.
MacPato. MacPato. That's also MacPato.
Yeah, MacPato. MacPato was what they call it growing up in Spanish. But yeah, when he like jumps into like the pool, that's me like in the Loteria card.
Yeah.
Just like swimming around. No, but yeah, that was, we do that. Or, for instance, our first edition of Loteria didn't have a TikTok card. And this one has, the one now that's at Target has a holographic sort of like dancing TikTok card.
Nice.
The ones like the old Pogs used to play with. that you kind of moved it around.
Slammers, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, slammers, those.
It sounds to me almost like you're venturing into Pokemon territory where you're going to start putting out cards that are going to be hard to find and they're going to be sold and NFTs. Like, there it is.
So
that's pretty exciting.
Those so how like, did you how did you get that how did you team up with Target to release Millennium Loteria in those stores?
Yeah, so they were actually really, really cool and they reached out to me. They were looking for Latino business owners for you know, to sell at Target. And I think they understand that, you know, Latino consumers and the Latino customer is a big part of American life. And we have huge, huge, huge buying power. And we're really underrepresented. Like, if you think we're underrepresented in media, we're definitely underrepresented when it comes to products for us, by us, available at places. And so Target really was very excited about the game because it sort of, it fits to their consumer, you know, to that young Latino consumer that's shopping at Target and the people that go to Target and sometimes you don't want something and you see it on the shelf and you walk out with 20 things.
Yeah.
That's where we live. That's our product category at this point. And they, you know,
you're not in any TT, like the shopping list. You just show up.
And we show up and sometimes it's for gifts or presents and all that kind of stuff. And people really, you know, like to give this a present because it's, you know, it's like $19. So it's a perfect gift to give for like housewarming or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But they really, you know, they were interested in that category. There really aren't any Latino games in the shelves at Target. So us being like bringing that representation and giving that option to people, I think that really made an impact because we, like I said, we launched at Target about 3-4 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And we like are sold out completely at this moment. We're coming back in stores. That's like we sold out the entire, I mean, when we talk about like selling out, my publisher was like, you didn't just beat the games, the other games, like selling out at Target. You beat like all the other products. I mean, talking across categories, you were like a bestseller on there. And I think people always like, we've been around for 4 years now, you know? So people are always like, yeah, people, if they want to get it, they could get it. But I think Millennium Loteria really became a big hit recently because it just became available. Yeah. It just became an
option. I literally was just thinking that right now. There's something about seeing it in front of you physically than ordering it online that totally gets you, I think, gets consumers more excited about it, for sure.
Exactly. And you're walking down and you don't see anything that's for you. And here you have something that's like screaming literally on the box, a game for a new Latino generation. You know, like, I think that that sort of connected with people that you can go to Target and buy something that you grew up playing, but it has a fun little twist. And also, you know, we've been asked to do a family-friendly version for a long time. People always, you need to do a friendly version because when you pull like a dick pic card, my grandma has a heart attack. Or, you know, like I have to explain to my kids what certain things are. And I've always been like, well, that's not my job. You know, like that's your job as a parent.
You can filter those out before you play the game.
Yeah, that's like people saying that about like stuff on TV. It's like, oh, well, my child watched this. And it's like, mira.
That's on you. They're watching.
The parental things were there. That's on you, que lo dejaste ahí. You know what I mean? With the TV on.
There's an 18. Yeah, like our boxes, it's like for ages 18 plus. You know, it's like getting mad at Cards Against Humanity for like being Cards Against Humanity. So
the family version, which is apples to apples.
Exactly. So, but you know, when Target came along, I thought that this was a much better opportunity for us to be able to do a family-friendly exclusive version so that if people wanted to play the naughty one, they can buy it anywhere else. But if you wanted to play like the family one, I think Target sort of feels more like that. So it was really great that they wanted to make this an exclusive for Target. So that was really great because then they, you know, that's the only place you can get it. And I think that really helped out too because there were a lot of people that really wanted to play with their kids and they were like a little worried about it.
Yeah.
So that really opened it up. But having those two options are, you know, I think, and we have more stuff coming out.
Does it say family edition or Target edition? What does it say?
No, it doesn't. That's one of the things that I didn't want it because I think when you think of family edition, you kind of think of it as a little kids more ñoño. Yeah. Like, I don't want to buy it. So
family.
I did want to make it family friendly, but I didn't want to say, exactly. Go, I don't want a family right now. Like, get that
away
from me.
I don't have a family.
I'm a millennial.
Yeah.
But I'm sending dick pics. I don't have a family.
Yeah, I don't get a family.
Yeah. Wait. Okay. So you're talking about like the controversialness, like within like obviously like the dick pic or, you know, even, you know, you like I know you did like one making fun of Trump and which I obviously like loved and shared. So I was wondering, you know, now that we're talking about it, what is What do you think, at least from your memory in the past year or two, that the card that has caused the most controversy, like on your comments, on your DMs, because you have posted and talked about this previously. Yeah. And I wonder which one, because there have been multiple ones, because you've done like one-offs as well that are not like printed. They're mm-hmm. just like a digital version.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, I think the first one that really took off was La Dick Pic, but it was a controversial one that was based upon El Nopal because yeah. we didn't know if it was La Dick Pic or El Dick Pic. Like if it was El or La. And so when I posted it, I was
it's
like,
La foto. Yeah.
It's La foto, yeah. huh? La Dick Pic, pero puede dick. Ser. El yeah, yeah, el dick, pero there's other ways to, because I was like, oh, people pueden ser el pene, but they can say la verga, you know? So it is gender
género.
You know what I'm saying? So it's a really hard thing. So I posted that and people were like, it's kind of the thing where like, is this dress blue or yellow or whatever, you know?
The white and gold or the blue and black.
Yeah, and we ended up going with La because Tania Saracho, who I think you've had on this podcast, for sure. She sent me a DM and she was like, if you make this La, I will put your game on the show. And I was like, it's going to be La. And so that's how Melania Tria got into
Cut to season two of Vida.
Exactly. Yeah. So right. Season two of Vida. And she made, that's why. So if you ever play the game and you see La Dick Pic and you're happy that it's La versus L, you have Tania Saracho to thank for that.
Synergy.
Yeah. I love that. I love knowing that story. That's tight. That's
cool. I love
that. You know, I wanted to ask because there's something really interesting about the Millennial Loteria game, which, you know, a lot of times in our Latinx experience, we're talking about the crossover appeal of like, how do we get our Latinx culture carried over to sort of the mainstream? You know what I mean? White cis culture, you know? But with Millennial Loteria, I think you're doing that, but you're also doing a cross-generational thing, which is how do we get these young millennials go back and like adhere to like the Loteria game, which culturally was so embedded in Mexican culture, and vice versa, you know what I mean? The quote unquote older generation to get into the more millennial stuff. Can you talk a little bit about this cross-generational thing and how important the Loteria game is to, you know, Mexican culture?
Yeah. So for instance, for me specifically, I wanted to make a game that spoke to the people that are torn between two cultures. And not only American or like Latino, you know, the people that feel like they're like pulled between two different mm-hmm. ways, like which is which, but also people who feel pulled between what you want to do as a generation and what you want to do for yourself, like what you want to break free of, and all those other things that the previous generation put on you, all those like all the baggage that you carry from the homophobia from like previous generations, sexism. And all those things are stuff that's reflected in Loteria too, you know, in the older one, when you look at it and it's like the female cards are really just La Dama and they're just kind of there to look pretty and there's not really anything more to them. And then, you know, you have like also the characters of, you know, El Catrín and La Dama, they're very white looking characters in Loteria. And then you have like El Borracho and that's the, like the person of color, you know, and then you mm-hmm. see like back, you see how sort of a lot of things like, because Loteria is really a snapshot of the time period when it was created, you know? And it's evolved many times over years. I mean, this game was created in the 15th century. It's like, there's been so many different versions. We're just one more part in that story. But every generation has evolved this game to stay current, you know? And the game has evolved for many years. And so I think for me, talking to a generation that kind of forgot largely about it because as a memory is nostalgic, you know? But forgot about it because of video games and cell phones and the selfies and all these other things. So to be able to but to be able to bring that and be like, you know what? This is what I'm about. I'm about selfies. I'm about dick pics. I'm about like podcasts. And, you know, we have negative stuff too, like student debt, stuff that affects a majority really of this generation compared to other ones. And so those are things that are highly relatable. And that's what I wanted to do because not to ramble too much. When you hear about millennials, you know, like you hear all these horrible stereotypes that we're lazy, that we're entitled, that we're, you know, moochers from the system, that we're dumb. And then
spend money on frivolous things like avocado toast.
Exactly. That we're not smart with that. And so when you think about what Trump or what everyone was saying about immigrants, that we're, you know, we're stupid, that we're criminals, that we're lazy, that we're, you know, coming here. You realize that a lot of the same stereotypes that Latino immigrants have been fighting for years are the same stereotypes that people are putting on millennials. So what happens when you're both? What happens when you're a millennial and you're getting called lazy both by a different generation and by a bunch of white people who don't want you. You know, like that you feel there's this negativity. So I just really wanted to make a product that addressed that and made people feel good about being of both cultures and paying heritage to where you come from, but also like doing something new that's inclusive and feels, you know, more relatable and cooler. And I think that keeps the tradition alive.
Yeah, no, for sure. I agree. Definitely very relatable. Like, for sure. That was like one of the first things I thought of. Like, I remember when I saw them, I was like, oh yeah, yes, yes, yes.
Yeah.
But so I told you in the beginning, I'm coming at you with some hardcore questions. Okay.
Give me some hardcore questions.
I'm like, I warmed you up, but like I said, you know, you
lured me up.
I lured you up. Okay. So on your social media, you also like you've been getting really into TikTok. You've been TikToking a lot, doing a lot of stories. You really engage a lot with your followers, which I think is also like a really cool thing because, you know, sometimes we follow all these huge accounts of things we like or we're fans of, and like you never even get a like on your comment or whatever the hell it is, but you do engage with people. I remember there's a couple things that came up, and like you were super like outspoken and like really honest. And I wanted to talk about that because I think it was really cool, like that you were vulnerable and like real about this on your IG. And one of the things was people kept commenting on your dick, not your dick pics, your dick.
Where do you think the card came from?
Where do you think the card came from?
And I, again, like, and I know, like, the thing is, there is something that is different when it's a woman that people are caught. Like, it's like, not to be like, it's better, okay, but like, I guess me, like, as a woman, I just feel like it's so normal, like, to, like, for people to make these comments to me, you know? Not that it's okay, it's just, it feels like normal. But like, for you, like, you're a man and like, you identify as, you know, a man. And I don't know, like, how that feels for you because it seems to happen to you a lot because you post the screenshots. Like,
But go back from the beginning because if somebody's coming in for the first time.
Yes.
So, yes, please. Yes. Explain it better, you.
So basically, when I started doing TikTok, I was here at home and I was right during the pandemic, so I didn't have much to do. So I was dancing, I was doing my TikToks and everything. And then I think all of a sudden people just start pointing out like, oh, when you dance, there's like a lot of bulge going on, or you're like flopping around and you're like, oh yeah, I get it. So like it came to a point where I was like, you know what? I probably should probably like wear like more like a constricting underwear. And so I was just sort of like, but it was one of those things where like, I was like, I don't know what to do because this is not really an insult. I don't feel catcalled or I don't feel bad, but it did make some of my followers feel very uncomfortable in the comments being like, this is weird or whatever. And I don't really care because it's not like it's saying anything bad. And I think there's this like weird like I don't know, like clearing the air of like people being like, oh, like eggplant or whatever. Like I'm a very normal guy. I'm a very normal dude. So I think there's things that have been exaggerated. But I think it's like a, you know, people comment a lot on men's bodies and there's a lot of like negativity towards objectifying too. I think men sometimes we just are, I don't know. For instance, for me, I've never gotten compliments before like that are super about like thirst trappy things for me. Like I was never the person that got any sort of like, you're so hot or anything like that. So starting to get that on your Instagram is like, oh shoot, like you start to feel yourself like, oh my God, people think I'm hot. Like you want a thirst trap? I'll give it to you if you want that, you know? Like you want an underwear pick? All right, let's get to it, you know? But again, I think it's just one of those things where as long as it's respectful and like nothing's like being done, I'm not that offended by it. But I could see people go, I mean, people send some, the line is crossed where people start sending you nudes. And you
I
want,
know.
That's the line when it's crossed.
Yeah.
Unsolicited.
Wow.
I am dead. Like, honestly, the stuff that people get in their DMs, I mean, I've gotten some crazy shit, but like, sometimes like the other stuff my other girlfriends will tell me and some of my guy friends, like I have guy friends that will post the same, they'll put the screenshots of like the things that like people are DMing them. And I'm like, damn, people be wild. They don't care about these screenshots. Le vale. And I'm like,
Dariani does it.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Dariani, or one of our Juanita friends. She does post and she does like a bit like a TikTok video. And again, it's wild. Like some of the shit that people say. So I can imagine, you know, when you were posting and being vulnerable about this. And like, I do think though, like you did like spin it in a really nice, not spin, but you kind of were like, all right, like I'm not going to be a dick to these people. Well, no.
Yeah, no, no, no. Because I also nice don't want to be, but, you know, I think that I want to normalize too, like people getting compliments from other guys too. Like, cause I got to say like girls are pretty good, but most of these compliments were coming from other guys. And yeah. I think getting that stuff, I just want people to not feel like they should be offended when they get hit on or something like that. I don't know. I think it's just like, it can still be something that's funny and no one's getting hurt. And, you know, and now I just sort of don't engage with those comments. Like, I think people yeah. know, like when comments sure. come like that, I just sort of don't engage them. Just let them be. I don't even like them. And I like all the other ones that are talking about like, what a funny insight instead of like, you know, what a funny sight in between your legs or something, you know, whatever it is yeah. that they do. So yeah. I think they're, you know,
at the end power, of the day too, with great power comes great responsibility.
With great power comes great responsibility, and trying to wear compression shorts and trying not to use gray sweatpants season is not something that we go in there.
It's also so wild because as a female, like I never look at that on like I don't look at a woman or a man when like I don't look at like that part of their body bulge. When they're doing a TikTok. Yeah, like I don't know. And then so like I remember too, like you posting, I was like, oh my God, like should I be looking at my vagina when I post this? Like, is someone gonna call it out? I'm like, nobody's ever done that, but is that a thing? I mean, other than camel toe, I feel like that's the only thing that is ever called out on
yeah.
females.
Or
like,
moose knuckle on a guy.
Moose knuckle.
Your pants are way
yeah.
too hard.
Yeah,
moose knuckle. Knuckle. No, yeah. I mean, I think the other day my friend called me out on, he said, because we were doing a commercial, for Target. We're going to be in a commercial for Target, by the way.
Nice.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
yeah. Yes.
We were doing a commercial for Target, and they were dressing us for, like, you know, in all these different Target clothes. And my friend who was there, who was also in the commercial, he was like, God, you're wearing your pants like you're wearing a diaper. And I was like, what do you mean? They're like, they're so low to, like, you didn't, like, pull them up. And then he pulled up my pants, and it was just like moose knuckle. And I was like, Target's not gonna want this. Like, you gotta, like, oh, wow. You gotta, like, figure out what to wear, the right type of pants and stuff. So, I don't think it's like I said, I think it's like a normal thing. Everybody has a body. Everybody yeah. either has a boobs everybody or butts or mm-hmm. something. And I think that, I don't know. I'm
you
not,
just got to come out with a new, with like a only line fans. Of pants just for guys. There's a lot of, got to be a lot of guys that have continually suffering
the
with
TikTok,
this bulge and the.
Do the TikTok pants, but for men, because they have the TikTok leggings, right? Yeah. I'm like those. I'm like, I don't know.
I saw two people wearing the TikTok, two girls wearing the TikTok leggings.
What do you think?
On the street.
Speak on that, please. I'm like, because I haven't.
And please define this for someone who's not active in TikTok.
So the TikTok pants are these leggings that sort of lift up your butt, and they just
make it like a bumpy slide. They're like grayish. Okay. And yep. they have like a weird, like it's almost like a diamond shape, like diamond shape.
Yeah,
like a,
it looks
like
a grid. Weird.
And the material kind of, okay, like, I don't know how to explain it, but it reminds me of, like, an Eggo waffle and, like, a moon crater. Like, yes, like how, right? Like, the texture looking of it.
I
imposter is looking away like I'm
okay.
not helping.
I can,
yeah. The last time I watched the moon.
Yeah. Like, figuring out this pants of how to lift the butt up. But I saw it, and I thought that they look good. The butts look good. But you know that it's the pants. You know what I'm saying? At this point, it's so recognizable.
It's like a Wonder Bra for your butt.
Yeah, exactly. And but it would be like if they made a black one, then
because leggings will do that in general. There are definitely a lot of brands. Lululemon does it. Like, but the problem is that those are so recognizable that you don't. That is the first thing you think. Oh, they got the TikTok leggings. Mm-hmm. It's not like, oh, they work out. You know, so I can understand what you're saying, man.
Yeah, it's like me going out with a muscle suit. You know. And being like, and I guess for that for men, it would just be the equivalent of just putting a sock inside of the thing. That's
nothing
that's,
wrong
that's
with that.
Such that's such an '80s thing. I feel like a lot of '80s movies had like characters putting
that's
a sock
such a, yeah.
and like get a bulge.
Yeah, our boomer listeners are gonna love this episode.
Yeah, free the wibbles, right. Free the penises.
Oh my God,
free the sack.
Free the nipples. Free the sack.
Free the sack.
We just did a whole episode on circumcised and non-circumcised penises. So it's been a little.
Who was the guest?
Oh, just us. I was. I brought it up, of course,
so to speak. Yes.
Oh my God! I keep doing this.
What?
Like I keep saying puns and about dicks, and I'm not trying to.
just can't help it.
Yeah.
There is something interesting about using TikTok as a way to. I mean, it's so fascinating to me, this idea of these TikTok leggings. Like, no one knows what their brand is, but just by the way that they look, you know exactly where people got them.
Yeah.
And for someone who works in advertising, Mike, there is something really interesting too about you using, because your TikTok handle is the Millennial Loteria, right?
Yes.
And you really are very active in like all the trends and stuff like that. How hard is it for you to be on top of all these trends? Because to me, it feels like there's like a new trend every second. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But you're always so in the know, like, teach me.
I think it's because I don't do it. I don't do every trend. I don't do stuff. It seems like I do a lot of things because you only get, I think the ones that I hit on were the ones that I really, I can work to my advantage. Or I can give them a fun twist that is like, because I think it's all about less about copying trends, but seeing a trend and seeing if you can give it your own twist, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So for us, you know, the how it started, how it's going, that for us was like, okay, that's a post that we can do for Millennial Loteria. How we started, like selling these things from like our apartment, like, you know, a mm-hmm. thousand, you know, like shipping them out versus now like warehouses of Target just like filled with like loterias everywhere. Mm-hmm. So that was like, okay, that's a way where we can spin it to say something about ourselves. Or, you know, there used to be these misheard lyrics from that sound in English and in Spanish.
Yeah,
and those are things that you had a good run with that.
Yeah, yes. I did a couple of that. And I was just sort of like, oh, let's do this. This seems fun. I did a bunch of stuff medieval when medieval TikTok was crazy.
The medieval music.
Yeah. I like love doing that because I love taking old things and mixing them with new things. And to me, that's where I live in my creative space. And so I think to me, that's what has sort of been, has been going. And I think also, just wear gray sweatpants in your TikToks. And
That's the secret. Ultimately.
Yeah. Mina, now you know.
Thing, yeah. No, but I will say the TikTok thing is really cool because we had been posting, our name is Millennial Loteria on TikTok, but we hadn't posted anything about Millennial Loteria. We are just posting random stuff because I really started TikTok because I needed to, I was like, this is getting big. I should probably reserve my handle. Like, you know, like there's a, I have a handle, an OnlyFans
Kylie.
Handle.
Okay, yeah, exactly. Kylie Jenner, you know, Kylie, there's like, I don't know, I'm like, I'm sure you know this. I'm like, she has Kylie everything. Kylie baby, Kylie teenage, yes. Like literally everything. She has all of them.
So
like
people won't take it.
Yeah, yes. People won't take it or do something on you have to pay for them. Yeah, exactly. So I got it on everything. Like even OnlyFans Millennial Loteria is on there. You know, so
I mean, that seems like a smooth transition for you.
Yeah. Yeah. Mike, honestly,
yeah.
You have a real,
that's
like,
called
fallback.
Synergy. Yeah. Yes. Yes. I think synergy is the way to go. No, I'm holding out for Full Frontal on TV. You know, if somebody's going to want to, if somebody wants the Millennial Loteria show is done, like I'm not just going to, you know,
Tanya Saracho will help you there. I guarantee it. She's going to make that happen.
Yeah. That's why I'm scared. I haven't talked to Tanya about a Millennial Loteria. Yeah, anything on this because I'm scared that that's what she would want. And I'm not there yet at this moment, but I will be for the right offer.
Would you show the booty? Would you show the booty for cable?
Would I show the booty for cable?
For cable?
Yeah, for cable.
Yeah, I'd show the booty for cable, but no, I'd get a double for cable. I could get a much better booty than mine to be on TV. Oh. Like frontal, I would do it. I would own it. Back, I'm like, you wouldn't know it's me. Everybody looks the same kind of except for me. Just like flat. You can't be blessed every place.
I get it. Listen, I would not need a body double or butt double because they would actually want to make it smaller. I'm just kidding. That's me
have
giving
you,
myself a compliment.
Have any of you done nudity on camera?
One of us has.
Oh yeah, I've been objectified.
You got paid. If you got paid, it's fine.
Oh yeah, you did. You did get objectified and gentrified. You showed it. Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't
was it a
it
double?
In the show, is the response from certain people was definitely objectified.
Yeah.
So I hear you. I didn't want to take it away from you. I didn't want to go same. So I wanted you to tell the story. But yes, I totally understand what you're saying.
Well, look at the world.
Look at
objectifying
look at
men.
And can I tell you something? This is a story that has to do with you.
Yes.
And this feels like more like a pica, but I did make a very terrible mistake. During the pandemic, I was doing auditions with self-tapes when that was happening. And you don't pay attention to your lore. And again, I was wearing whatever. And then I had to do a full body shot. And I was wearing sweatpants. And then I sent it in. And then I realized that you could see the mark of all of myself. And I sent it. And I was like, what did I just do?
You sent it on the thread.
Very soon. That's going to be released very
soon. You sent it on the thread. We have it on the SAP thread. And we will
the picture?
Add it. Yeah, we'll add it to the post when we post this episode. Yeah.
Right on. We'll show
Mike.
We'll do
Mike sent some of yours.
My millennial sweatpants.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Michael, send us a screenshot. We got yours. Tony, mira, Tony and Oscar, jump in.
Instagram. It's all over.
We'll do a mood board y todo, and I'll just put a picture of my butt with glitter because it's all over.
We already YouTube, posted so it. That's already been posted.
That's already exactly. posted. Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
At your birthday.
Yeah.
We're waiting on Oscar's new show. I think it's very.
Yes.
Horny. Yeah. It's very
Oscar, boring. What's your new show? I want to know all about. I want to catch up with you guys too. What do you want to plug, Oscar?
Me?
Yeah.
You know, just, the thing that I want to plug is, listen, show your bodies you want to.
He records an animation show naked, so that's what Oscar
exactly, that's what I, the show, animated shows I've worked on. Yeah, I am fully, I am Donald Ducking it, as they say.
Yeah. And I'm not opposed to posing some thirst traps. I posted some thirst traps on my Instagram. If anybody wants to go follow and check it out, at Millennial Diddy. No, I'm not opposed to that. I think that, like, look at Lizzo, what Lizzo posts online. I'm always like, if I ever feel self-conscious about anything I've ever posted, I'm just like, Lizzo wouldn't care. So I don't care.
What would Lizzo do?
Exactly. What would Lizzo do?
What would Lizzo not care about?
Yeah. I remember seeing Lizzo at, like, the EW Pop Festival a couple years ago or whatever. That I went to, and I remember seeing her there on stage, and it was so cool. She was like on after JoJo or something like that, or before JoJo. And it's just cool to see how far she's gotten from like where she was to like this international superstar, and it's just amazing to see those
the journey.
I love that. I do love that. That's something we get to experience in real life a lot, especially here in Los Angeles with our own group of friends, just like you. And so again, we are so happy and excited that you fucking sold the fuck out in Target. You also were in Urban Outfitters. You've been on Amazon forever. Like, there's so many places where people can go online and find you. Find you and Millennial Loteria. So where can people go purchase it? And can you plug anything else? Anything upcoming from Millennial Loteria? And all your handles.
Yeah, so people can go buy Millennial Loteria, like I said, the family edition at Target. They can buy the regular edition anywhere really that like sells books. I think we're available a lot of places. There's a lot of like hundreds and hundreds of little Latinx stores that also carry it that I always encourage people to go get it. And that's one of the reasons too why I wanted to keep the Target version just an exclusive thing to them, because I want to also have people go buy the regular one at other places that are small independent stores. So that was a nice little thing that we were able to do. So I encourage people to go shop small as well. But I also, you know, we have a lot of fun collaborations coming up that we have a puzzle from Millennial Loteria puzzle coming out in November, which will be really good. And then we have a Millennial Loteria tarot deck coming out in October.
Oh my God.
I need that. I need that.
Yeah. Oh so it's God. So beautiful. It's honestly, like, I spent so much time, like, on it. It's been, like, a couple of years that we've been working. Right when Millennial Loteria came out, I was like, I need to do a tarot set, but it needs to be right. So I was really, like, super into researching the history also of tarot and where it diverges from Loteria. Because Loteria and tarot have a common ancestor. When you go back, a lot of the cards that are in tarot are the same cards that are in Loteria. And so bringing this back together was kind of like bringing these two long-lost, like, cousins together for like a little
Loteria tarot party.
Exactly.
You know what? You got to keep going and do Millennial Brisca. That's it.
The other one. Yeah. I'm going to try to do a Millennial version of every single game that I can get my hands on to do. No, but
Millennial Risk.
Millennial Risk. No, they've done
Millennial Dominoes.
You guys let him plug and do his
tarot. Sorry.
Sí, mira, sí, es que si yo no lo paro, vamos a estar aquí por una media
okay,
hora.
Okay, I'll do a pick. No, yeah, so yeah, we're doing, so yeah, we have a tarot set coming out in October, which will be really cool. My publisher is very excited. They think that's going to be bigger than Loteria. Yeah, I'm not sure, but that's what their thing is for tarot. Yeah. And then we have a Playboy collaboration coming out also later on in December. Mm-hmm. So we're very, very excited for like our next thing. And then we have a movie that's coming, not a movie, but a big movie that's coming out in August, the big superhero movie. We have a special edition collaboration set that we did for them that'll be dropping soon. So right now we're like doing a lot of, in August. There's a big movie that came out, a superhero movie that we're going to be helping out with. But
Mira, they'll have to follow you and to find out when they listen to this.
They'll have to follow me. Yeah, you have to follow me and find out. But we have everything ready for this year. Like, we have all our projects like that, which is great. And now just next year, lining up everything that will come hopefully from people seeing that this is a real, there's real power behind this product, you know? And I one of the things I want to say before, I know it's in the plug, but I one time I tried to pitch Millennial Teria to a network before it was even Millennial Teria, and I remember them as a show, and I remember them telling me, like, you're a nobody, like, to my face. And this is someone who's, like, high up. This is, I see him on TV all the time, like, all the time. Emmys and stuff. And I was like, you're a nobody. And this never, you know, you're not going to get made this for, because you're a nobody and this, you have no experience and all this stuff. And I remember leaving that meeting so mad that I, like, created Millennial Teria, like, a couple days after, because I was just so angry. I want to do something for myself. And now seeing, like, the power behind this, I'm like, I can't wait for, I'm not waiting for a network or anybody to come to me and say, like, hey, this Millennial Teria is something that you can do, because there's, like, there's been games and books that have sold much less copies than we have in our small time of year that I get made into movies and products. And I think if this is something that can bring Latino representation to TV or to something else in the future, I would be all about it. So hopefully that's something that can happen. And if it does, I know four people that would love, I would love to be a part of it someday.
Yes.
Yes.
We're
yes,
ready. Yes, we're yes. ready. Loteria cards, thanks to you. And
yeah,
what's your
yeah,
hand?
We
what's,
are.
What's your
and my
what's
handle
your,
is oh. at Millennial Loteria. So you can find me on at Millennial Loteria on TikTok, Instagram, and OnlyFans. So there
okay.
you go.
There it is.
Dale, mira, the first person to plug their OnlyFans, I think, on our IG. I love it.
There's absolutely nothing on it. So it's just, like I said, it's just there so nobody steals it. And
listen, but if you
want to
be
there.
An early adopter,
yeah.
follow Millennial Loteria on OnlyFans.
Yeah. yeah, if you want to support, subscribe. I don't know.
Exactly.
I think it's, actually, I think I said it to free. I didn't have that much confidence in myself.
Perfect. Even better, mira, a deal.
Mike, know your worth.
Awesome. Thank you. And you guys can follow us at Spanish Aquí Presents on IG and at Spanish Aquí on Twitter. And you can follow me at Raisa Licea on Instagram and Twitter.
And you can follow me at, of course, it's Carlos on Instagram.
And you can follow me at Ozzymo on Instagram and Twitter.
You can follow me at lastcillennial.com.
Oh boy.
Just kidding. I'm at the Tony Rodrigue on all the things except OnlyFans. Mike, we love you so much. Thank you for chatting with us. We're so excited for you.
Yes.
What an Oscar.
And if you guys go to podswag.com/SAP, you can buy pins with our faces.
Buy
that
Loteria
are with
pins. Yes.
They're Loteria designed. Dale. Spanish Aquí Presents is an Earwolf production executive produced by me, Raisa, Tony, Carlos, and Oscar. It's engineered by Jordan Duffy and produced by Anita Flores.
You can follow us on social media on Instagram at Spanish Aquí Presents and Spanish Aquí on Twitter.
Find our latest merch at podswag.com and especially look out for the Spanish Aquí Presents enamel pin set featuring all of our beautiful faces.
Yeah, and help us get the word out by telling a friend about the show today.
Make sure to rate and review Spanish Aquí Presents and follow us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you listen.
Want more Spanish Aquí Presents? Find our full archive and ad-free episodes on Stitcher Premium. Use promo code SAP for a one-month free trial at stitcher.com/premium.
Want to make mom's day? Get to your Nordstrom Rack now and score amazing deals for Mother's Day, which is Sunday, May 12th. Find tons of gifts from only $30 at Nordstrom Rack. Fragrance, jewelry, luxury bags, activewear, beauty, and more. Save on Kate Spade New York, Stuart Weitzman, and Ted Baker London. Great brands, great prices. So shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and treat mom to the good stuff from just $30.